Blog Talk Radio.
It had to be Trump. I wandered around, finally found someone to know. Their communist crew that pulled off the coup. Welcome to the Spirit of America party. When I pre-recorded that and spliced it together, my voice overpowered the music. But I see when I uploaded it and it plays on this system, the music overpowers the voice. So I'm going to read you the words to the song. The song is "It Had to Be You," Wonderful You. And I made it, "It Had to Be Trump." It had to be Trump. I wandered around and finally found someone to dump. The communist crew that pulled off the coup. He'll make us all true to the red, white, and blue. Even be glad to watch him fire Obama too. He'll be there for you and me with Cruz and some Tea Party tea. He'll make us feel free. He will make the Fed small. He will give us the wall. Make the Senate play ball. I have a theory about reaching across the aisle. You should only reach across the aisle to other Tea Party members, and that should be the ones who replaced the entire Democrat Party. One thing he'll never do, say who cares how they died. Support a president who lied. Buy drugs from Fidel. That's the Cuban deal, folks. Cuban deal is the biggest drug deal in the history of the country. Oh, you're saying that you're just un-American. You'll find out about un-American. Your name is on a list that Bill Ayers has. You're going to a concentration camp to be concentrated. Buy drugs from Fidel. Allow Iran to nuke us from hell. Nobody else can protect the USA today. It's Trump and Cruz all the way. So let's give them the bumpo. Elect Cruz and El Trumpo. And what do you say? Besides, God bless the USA. And speaking of God bless the USA, we got a problem. They're trying to take Christ out of Christmas. And they're trying to take Christmas out of the country. like the Ten Commandments that is now outlawed. And instead, what do we get? We get a new code of conduct, and it's very creepy. What we need is a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, where I can praise His name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, where I can praise His name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burden there. I need a church where I can praise His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hand.
Doesn't that beat a moment of silence? You know what a moment of silence is? It's a Christian muzzle. Some spoiler said, you know, we're not all Christians, and it's an insult to make us pray with the Christians. What we should have is a moment of silence, and we have to do away with Christmas. And you know what? The minority wins in the USA. It is really sad. You want to know how bad it's getting? My local mall, totally visited by Christians, is banning Santa Claus, the Santa train, and something else that has to do with Santa Claus. Now, when the word gets out in my neighborhood, you know what they're going to get? They're going to get boycotted. Yeah, and the jerk that brought it up will be fired. But you know what? The damage is already done because the mall has shown its true intentions. And they're going to have to make amends. They're going to have to put a big Ten Commandments at the entrance. Star of Wonder and Star of David. Yes. And that's the only two religions that count. Oh, the Hindus are good. We can live with Hindus. They're nice people. They don't run around cutting your heads off. Buddhists, I mean, some of us could use Buddhist diet, right? Some people are too heavy. They're absolutely too heavy. They're killing themselves. Their knees are going because they're carrying a lot of weight. We got to do something. Do a Buddhist diet. You get a bowl of rice a day. You'll be in no time. You'll be up there mamboing and salsing with the best of them. So here's the VA bans Christmas trees. This is from the Tea Party Command Center, where I get all my orders. I'm with the Tea Party. Yes. And we are all-inclusive Tea Party. We are orange, pico, and jasmine. And and Oolong. I forgot Oolong. And I think there's one other, but it doesn't. It's not coming fresh to my mind. So this was posted by the national director, Lady D. And it says, Christmas trees will not be allowed at the Salem VA Medical Center. Isn't that where they had the witch hunt? Displays must not promote any religion. Please note that trees, regardless of the type of ornaments used, have been deemed to promote the Christian religion and will not be permitted in any public area this year. Now, it says the VA did this. The VA didn't do this. The VA is two letters. Stands for Veterans Administration. Somebody in the VA did this. What is his communist name? Where does he live? Let us go down there and sing Christmas carols. So that's the email that was sent to employees. Employees are permitted to engage in private religious expression in their personal work areas that are not regularly open to the public. So you could have a fountain in the ladies' room. Oh, no, that's open to the public. Religious expression will be permitted as long as it doesn't interfere with carrying out official duties and responsibilities. This is the New World Order, folks. You're looking at it right here, where the minority rules the majority. We were talking today. I got to do a little side dish here. We were talking today about how we're going to end up as a country. And you know that when President Obama decided to invade Libya and use it as a munitions storage area for ISIS, that the American ambassador who was killed and other good Americans died trying to save him, he is alleged to have delivered 10,000 Stinger missiles. They think it's 10,000, could be as many as 20,000 Stinger missiles to the people that were going to fight in Syria. Okay? So somewhere between the Benghazi bonfire and today, there are at least 10,000 Stinger missiles out there floating around. Now, the question is, are those Stinger missiles making their way to the United States to be joined by the refugees who have Stinger missile training? And should 50 Stinger missiles get to 50 airports with 50 people, and all of a sudden a plane's commercial airliners are being knocked out of the sky? You shouldn't be saying that, Tom. You're giving the enemy thoughts. What do you think? They didn't think of it already? What are you, a schmuck? That's the end of the airline business in this country. And if 50 refugees go to 50 malls throughout the United States and start machine gunning little women and children, that's the end of shopping in malls for a long time. And, of course, the communists who control the country will say we have to take everybody's guns away. And that's when we're going to turn into Ireland. And you know what's going to happen? It's going to be assassinations by door knock. That's what Ireland did. They couldn't beat the British. And they were slaves in their own country. So those who sided with the British were taken out, and Brits were taken out. And if you were a judge and you condemned an Irishman to death, you got a bullet behind the ear. And eventually, people give up the struggle. And you don't want to see that day ever happening in this country. And the best way is to close the doors, because they're coming in the windows. And close the windows, because they're coming up the stairs. That's a song. If I can find it, I'll play it for you. It's on YouTube. You should Google it. Close the doors, they're coming in the windows. It's a country and western song. So that's how we're going to end up. We're going to end up because nobody is going to take away 300 million guns from everybody and nobody. And you see that one of the armories was broken into and guns were stolen. They broke in through the roof and there wasn't adequate security. So if they can't protect an armory, how are they going to protect you? And you know that none of those Parisians had any hardware. And therefore, they, when they were called, you're next, they took a bullet. You're next, he took a bullet. You're next, she took a bullet. And I saw them interviewing a guy who was a male nurse off duty, and he started to give first aid to people with gunshot wounds. And he found the guy under a pile, and he helped him out. And once the guy's side was all open, and he started to try and give him first aid, second aid, and third aid. And he noticed there were wires coming out of the guy's back. And it turned out he was one of the bomb makers, and he had bombs on him that didn't go off. And this guy, he must have had a heart attack. But they don't need that. And if five or six people had had guns there, off-duty cops, and remind me to tell you about the Russian who was being beat up by, I think it was being stabbed or shot out in California and to New York City, off-duty or vacationing cops happened to be there, and they jumped the guy and disarmed him. And it never made the papers, you know. The only ones that make the papers are the Black Lives Matter. Yeah, it's only one-sided. We're fighting a one-sided war. Everybody's hunkered down but the guys that are punching you in the head. So, they never got honorable mention. But if there had been four or five guys with guns in that concert, then maybe they could have shot their way to open an area so people could get out, and they could have fought a delay in action till help came. Or maybe they would have kept the guys that were shooting one at a time busy, so they didn't have time to shoot one at a time. So, my theme for tonight is it has to be Trump. It has to be Trump. TNS Trump. You know what TNS stands for? Take no Shiite. Neither party deserves reinfection. None of them. They're not worth it. One term per termite. You will never get rid of betrayal, treason, and corruption until there's only one term per termite. And the only lobby should be in a Trump hotel. And the maximum champagne contribution, payoff, whatever you want to call it, should be $1. The Sultan of Brunei, if he likes Hillary, he can only send her $1. And if he sends her two, Hillary goes to jail. So, Trump, Carson, and Cruz. With Trump and Cruz, you can't lose. With Trump, Carson, and Cruz, you can't lose. Carson's a good man. Carson's a good man, but you know what we need? We need a warrior right now. We need a hawk with big talons. He's got to be talented. Yeah, Carson is a good man. And I'll tell you something. Did you remember Carson's closing speech? Carson's closing speech, and I just saw it rerun today, and I can only remember a couple of points. But he said, we've been talking for 2 hours. In those 2 hours, five Americans have OD'd. 200 American babies have been cut to pieces. And I forget what else he said, but I remember those two because nobody ever talks about drugs. And President Obama has made the biggest drug deal in the history of the country with Cuba. And that's why he had allowed drug dealers out of prison. He released 6,000 drug dealers because they got to handle the big loads that will be coming in from Havana. Wide open, face down, pants down. That's us. We're in big trouble. They're in big trouble. And now that they've removed the Ten Commandments, nobody knows right from wrong anymore. Trump also said we need a database to keep track of the Democrats. Yeah. And I would love to see the No Christ of VA baptized and privatized. Welcome, GI. Would you like a cross over your bed? It's good luck. Yeah. The separation of church and state. Boy, did the communists twist those words around. Yeah, communists are bad news. And when they win, they win. And when they lose, they win. They never lose. Just ask the mayor of New York. There's a communist mayor that was elected by the communists. The majority of New Yorkers are communists. The majority of Democrats are communists. You don't believe that. You're not going to believe it till you're on the death march. Oh, and the good news today is the Supreme Court ruled that Hillary Clinton can run the White House from prison. Prison officials are deciding whether to give Hillary Martha Stewart's old cell or just let her bunk with OJ. And the merchants in Ferguson, Missouri, have asked the governor to build a wall around their shopping center to keep the customers out. And the Vietnam vets have commissioned a memorial spittoon in dishonor of Hanoi Jane Fonda and Hanoi John Kerry, called by the VC name the Hoc Tui. You want to hear something startling? Let me finish reading this. No, I'll tell you. We were watching the life of JFK, and I never knew this, but President Harry Truman he was one of the representatives from his state at the Democratic Convention. President Harry Truman was one of the representatives of his state at the Democratic Convention. And when Kennedy was given the nomination, and he quit because he accused Kennedy of bribing three different states. How's that? There was a man of integrity. I heard a story once. He was driving his own car after being president in New Jersey, and he got stopped for speeding by a state trooper. And the state trooper looked at him and all of a sudden recognized he was the ex-president of the United States. He said, go ahead, sir. He says, no, I broke the law. You give me a ticket. And I also heard a story about he was at the a backroom party for the boys, political boys, and the host offered him the services of a lady of the night, and he got furious. He said, "Don't you ever offer me anything like that again. I'm married to one woman, and that's it." How's that? And when the movie came out with Robert Redford, where he offered the guy $1 million for one night with his wife, I heard people debating, yeah, why not? Yeah, why not? Yeah, there's a joke about that. A guy lives next door to a handsome couple, and he's a rickety-looking old coot, and he offers the husband $1 million to sleep with his wife. And the husband beats him up. Next day, the husband loses his job. So he says to the wife, "Honey, you know this guy next door offered $1 million. So he says, "Let's go for it." So he knocks on the door. He says, "Okay, we'll take the million." Oh, the guy was gleeful. He was happy. He came in his bathrobe and he's dancing around the wife, and he's dancing around and he's drooling. And the husband says, "Will you get it over with?" And he goes, "Oh, if I only had $1 million. One giant benefit of the El Trumpo wall will be the decrease in drug flow coming into the United States, which will result in a decrease of cash flow to the House and the Senate. Even though the Obama-Castro drug deal called for 6,000 dealers to be released from prison by Obama to handle the Cuban shipments into the ghettos and the suburbs, And another Wall Street setback today was the freezing rain and snow in Colorado has destroyed the marijuana crop. So wheat futures, you know, wheat is now a commodity. Wheat futures have reached an all-time high. And it's time to privatize the VA. The smaller the government, the safer the people. First a moment of silence, then a moment of prayer, followed by the battle hymn of the Republic. And then we'll be a nation once again.
When boyhood's fire was in my blood, I read of ancient free men, of Greece and Rome who bravely stood, 300 men and free men. And then I prayed I yet might see our fetters rent in twain, and shine that solemn starlight. It seemed to watch above my head through foreign field and fain. Its angel voice sang round my bed, a nation once again, a nation once again, a nation once again, and Ireland
this Christmas tree issue with the VA. they have pictures of the VA officials who participated in the screwing of Christian America. And they got pictures, except a guy named Brian Sipp. And he's one of the guys that probably drafted this communist legislation. And there's no picture of him. There's just, you know, that outline. Yeah. And somebody, a guy named Smith, says, Brian Sipp is a complete ass. I hope Mr. Trump gets this message and takes action. I would love to see Trump turn around tomorrow and say, I'm raising money. Not for me. I'm raising money for a private VA hospital, and it's going to be better than any hospital they have now. And these veterans will be picked up anywhere in the country and brought there for free. And they will get immediate attention. And I'm going to raise that money from all the people that are trying to buy my vote with no guarantees. Yeah, that's what he's got to do. So here's, now they're talking about Christmas trees as a Christian symbol. And this guy says, talk about ignorant. Christmas trees are pagan, not Christian. Here's a quote from the History.com article below. Most 19th century American found Christmas trees an oddity. As late as the 1840s, Christmas trees were seen as pagan symbols and not accepted by most Americans. And then in 1846, Queen Victoria and her German Prince Albert were sketched in an illustrated London News as standing with their children around the Christmas tree. And that's when it became fashionable. Now, I'll tell you a story that I read about Joseph Stalin. He had one daughter he was crazy about. Her name was Svetlana. And she was invited as a young girl, you know, preteen, or maybe teen, to the British Embassy to celebrate Christmas, because Stalin had closed all the churches in Russia and forbade anything to do with Christmas. And when his daughter came back from celebrating Christmas with the Brits, she asked her father, why don't we have a Christmas like the English do? So you know what he did? He created the Russian version of Santa Claus. I think he was called Dr. Ice or something. And that was just to please his daughter. And if I'm recalling from memory, later on, she fell in love with a Jewish guy, and Stalin had him sent to the front and killed, I think, or he had him put in a gulag. And she hated her father from that day on. It's a typical communist love story. So, let me see. Christmas trees are grown in all 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska. The ancient Egyptians worshipped a god called Ra, who had the head of a hawk and wore the sun as a blazing disc in his crown. When Ra began to recover from an illness, the Egyptians filled their homes with green palm rushes, which symbolized for them the triumph of life over death. Early Romans marked the solstice with a feast called the Saturnalia, in honor of Saturn, the god of agriculture. Germany is credited with starting the Christmas tree tradition, as we now know it, in the 16th century, when devout Christians brought decorated trees into their homes. Some built Christmas pyramids of wood and decorated them with evergreens and candles if wood was scarce. It is a widely held belief that Martin Luther, the 16th century Protestant reformer, first added lighted candles to a tree, walking towards his home one winter evening, composing a sermon. He was awed by the brilliance of stars twinkling amidst evergreens. So to recapture the scene for his family, he erected a tree in the main room and wired its branches with lighted candles. So let's see. Oh, you know what I learned today? The first Thanksgiving, you know, that the Puritans that landed on Plymouth Rock, you know, they had a hard time adjusting to the new world, and an American Indian helped them, and the Indian's name was Squanto, and he was a Catholic. I never knew that. Unbelievable. He was captured by the Spanish and brought to Spain as a slave, and he converted to Catholicism. And he learned how to speak English or Spanish. And then he learned how to speak English. So it's not surprising, like many other festive Christmas customs, the tree was adopted so late in America. Christmas was sacred to the Puritans. The Pilgrim's second governor, William Bradford, wrote that he tried hard to stamp out pagan mockery of the observance, penalizing any frivolity. The influential Oliver Cromwell preached against the heathen traditions of Christmas carols, decorated trees, and any joyful expression that desecrated that sacred event. In 1659, the General Court of Massachusetts enacted a law making any observance of December 25th other than a church service a penal offense. People were fined for hanging decorations. This is all coming back. Let's see what else. So the VA banned Christmas trees at the VA facilities. But the Muslim communist president of the United States has a Christmas tree on the front lawn of the White House. Isn't that redundant? The Rockefeller Center tree is located at Rockefeller Center. It dates back to 1948 and was a Norway spruce. It's decorated with 25,000 Christmas lights. German settlers migrating to Canada from the United States in 1700 brought with them things they cherished: advent calendars, gingerbread houses, cookies, and Christmas trees. When I was in Germany in the late 50s, I used to watch German construction from my barracks window, and every building that went up that the Germans built, a Christmas tree was on top. That was like a topping ceremony that they had. Mexico, in most Mexican homes, the principal holiday adornment is El Nacimiento, the nativity scene. All the Christmas trees, many that I've seen, always had nativity scenes and choo-choo trains. In case Jesus wanted to take the express. But Britain and Norway spruce is traditional. Greenland, Christmas trees are imported as no trees live this far north. They're decorated with bright ornaments. Guatemala, the tree has joined the nativity scene, Nacimiento. Brazil, Christmas falls during the summer in Brazil. So what they do is they take pine trees and they decorate them with little pieces of white cotton that represent the falling snow. In Ireland, Christmas trees are bought any time in December and decorated with colored lights, tinsel, and baubles. Some people favor the angel on the top of the tree, others the star, and the house is decorated with garlands, candles, holly, and ivy, and empty Guinness cans. Some people, my father used to decorate the Christmas tree. He's from the old country. If you're Irish, you know what that means, the old country. And he used to love to put the tinsel on the tree. He was like an artist decorating the tree. And he saved the tinsel from year to year. And he used to, my tree looked almost silver, drooped in tinsel. He was a maintenance worker on the IRT subway. He joined the IRT subway. Actually, he joined the Interborough Rapid Transit. That's what IRT stands for. When it was a coal miners union. And he wouldn't join the union because he felt it was communist. And Mike Quill was the head of the union. And Mike Quill was known as Red Mike. My father came home when I was a little kid, and I came to the door with my mother, and he had his two arms in slings. And a fellow worker brought him home, because he wouldn't join the union. Somebody chucked him into a pit that you worked in under a subway car. And there was a newspaper called the Daily Mirror, and there was a writer for the Daily Mirror who had this the same last name as my father. And he did an editorial and said, "Lay off Pat." And so eventually the pressure came off. And my father was brought here by an uncle who worked with Mike Quill. And they used to meet in my Aunt Katie's house, my great Aunt Katie. Every Sunday. And the fellow that brought my father home with his two arms in slings told me, my father was very thick. You know, the Irish have a reputation for being thick, like the Italians in Calabres. And that's it, man. It's it. He makes the decision. That's it. He ain't going back. So the man that brought him home, I visited him in Florida probably gone now. He was retired down in Florida, and he told me that at that time, my father used to say it was not easy, and the union was good. It was the people who controlled it that were bad, just like today. And my father would tell me that if you had to go to the bathroom, a supervisor followed you in and waited till you were finished. And this gentleman that brought my father home told me that the dues for the union dues were 10 cents in a handshake. Because you couldn't, they found out you were working with the union, you got fired. So unions were good. But you know who infiltrated the unions? The communists. They've infiltrated every element of the country. They've infiltrated the media. They've infiltrated the unions. They've infiltrated the schools, the universities. They've infiltrated the government. One of the 45 goals of the Communist Party is to gain control of one of the political parties. And I believe they've gained control of the Democrat Party. And this goes back. This didn't just happen yesterday. This is a generational project. And it goes back to World War II. Some people are just finding out that Los Alamos, the communists had cells working in Los Alamos that were spying on other communist cells, and they didn't know each other were communists. So we've been penetrated a long time ago. And there are a lot of useful idiots in this country. And they are tools of the Communist Party. Communism is strong throughout the world. All of these South Americans that are coming up here, many of them live under the tutelage of communist governments. I mean, look what Castro did to Cuba. Those people are still in the 50s down there. Now Obama's going to liberate them. He's going to make them junior slaves. You're going to have slaves with change in their pocket. And Americans are going to go down here and exploit the poverty for good deals. And that's really going to make us look good, isn't it? So we told you about Brazil. We told you about Sweden. Most people buy Christmas trees well before. But it is not common to take the tree inside and decorate it until just a few days before. Norway, Norwegians often take a trip to the woods and select the tree. Ukraine celebrated on December the 25th by Catholics and January the 7th by Orthodox Christians. It's amazing how one man born on December the 25th, which historians will say isn't the day, doesn't matter, but he was born. And the calendar, this cracks me up. The calendar that you and I write notes on and dates and appointments is called the Gregorian calendar. That's a calendar that was created by Pope Gregory. So every government building that has a calendar has it's a Catholic created calendar. Well, you better get rid of it because you could go to prison. Spain, a popular Christian custom in Catalonia is a lucky strike game. A tree trunk is filled with goodies, so it's like a piñata. Italy, Presepio, manger or crib, represents in miniature the Holy Family in the stable and is the center for Christians. You know, when our guys first went to Afghanistan, I tried to get somebody create a Christmas card. I could never find anybody to do it. I wasn't connected. But I wanted to see a Christmas card, a manger scene, with an Afghan man and a woman and shepherds and sheep and GIs kneeling at the manger. I thought that'd be a beautiful Christmas card. It was said a lot. But unfortunately, it was not to be. So, South Africa is a summer holiday. Windows are often draped with sparkling cottonwood and tinsel. That is a good one. So, Saudi Arabia. Christian Americans, Europeans, Indians, Filipinos, and others living there have to celebrate Christmas privately in their homes. Christmas lights are generally not tolerated. Most families place their Christmas trees somewhere inconspicuous, or they'll have their heads cut off. By God. Philippines, fresh pine trees are too expensive for many Filipinos. I believe the Filipino people are the finest people in the world. I believe that they are deeply religious and they're deeply pro-American. And it goes back to World War II. And you know, the Japanese destroyed 100,000 Filipinos in Manila. So nobody ever talks about that. They'll all talk about the rape in Nanking, but not the murders in Manila. What goes around comes around, and they come in the names of Fat Man and Big Boy. And that's how we won a World War II without losing another million Americans. China, of a small percentage of Chinese who do celebrate Christmas, most erect artificial trees with spangles. Japan, for most of the Japanese who celebrate Christmas, it's purely a secular holiday devoted to the love of their children. You see, the Japanese love their children. Americans, they're not too crazy about their kids. Planned Slaughterhood kills. No, Planned Slaughterhood kills 3,000 a day, and there's another 1,700 being murdered by independent groups. 4,700 American babies die every day. One of the most popular ornaments is the origami swan. Japanese children have exchanged thousands of folded papers of peace. Christmas trees have been sold commercially in the United States since 1850. We're losing our heritage, folks. You want to know why? Because the spirit of America is a stronger spirit of unity than any other spirit in the world. A pluribus unum. Many from one, or one from many. And that's it. We're supposed to be a melting pot. But now the people that come here are not melting. And we got to put an end to that. We have to be a melting pot. And everybody has to be treated equally. The tallest living Christmas tree is believed to be 122-foot 91-year-old Douglas fir in the town of Woodinville, Washington. Between 1887 and 1933, a fishing schooner called the Christmas Ship would tie up at the Clark Street Bridge and sell spruce trees from Michigan to Chicagoans. The Rockefeller Center Tradition Christmas Tree, 1933, Franklin Pierce brought the Christmas tree tradition to the White House. In 1923, Calvin Coolidge started the National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. Most Christmas trees are cut weeks before they get to the retail outlet. Christmas trees generally take 6 to 8 years to mature. In 1912, the first community Christmas tree in the United States was erected in New York City. 100,000 people are employed in the Christmas tree industry. They'll soon be on welfare, along with the Ten Commandments makers, along with the sorted flags. And one day an American flag will be brought down too. And the Star Spangled Banner will be changed. Obama wants to change it too. I'd like to buy the world some Coke. 77 million Christmas trees are planted every year. On average, 2,000 Christmas trees planted per acre. You should never burn your Christmas tree in the fireplace. It contributes to creosote buildup, which becomes flammable. Thomas Edison's assistants came up with electric lights for the trees. In 1963, the national Christmas tree was not lit until December 22nd because of a 30-day national mourning period following the assassination of President Kennedy. Teddy Roosevelt banned the Christmas tree from the White House for environmental reasons. In the first week, a tree in your home will consume as much as a quart of water per day. Tinsel was banned at one time by the government because it contained lead. You want to talk about global warming? You ready for this? In 1985, the national Christmas tree was lit on December the 13th with temperatures in the 70s, making it one of the warmest Christmas lightings in history. 34 to 36 million Christmas trees are produced each year, and 95% are shipped or sold directly from Christmas tree farms. So now you learned a little. Here's a comment by a retired colonel about this VA notice, no Christmas trees. Brian Sipp, a Salem, Virginia spokesman, says after the initial message was sent out, they received a lot of backlash and emails, and now they're trying to find a balance. Never negotiate with communists. You will lose. They have to be destroyed. Fired, removed from positions of power. The colonel says Mr. Sipp and his superiors all need to be fired. The federal law doesn't restrict the display of Christmas trees on government property. The White House will have a 79-foot tree on display this year. The VA is being run by a bunch of mental midgets that need to be fired. Their Christmas holiday pay ought to be docked. At the very minimum, we don't want to be promoting religion by paying them for observing a Christian holiday. Terrible, isn't it? I give you a tune. Let's see if we can find you a nice one. Should I give you something Christmas tree? I got a great Christmas tree, Christmas song. Let's see if I can find it real quick. I got it. N. You're going to like this.
Thank you.
Heard it here first, folks. Isn't that beautiful? Doesn't it make you feel like you want to go Christmas shopping or go to church? It's cheaper to go to church. Nobody sees the buck you put in, you know what I mean? Anyway, I just thought I'd give you a little update. And by now you should be aware that U.S. pilots are letting the country know that as they run bombing missions against ISIS, that 75% of the missions are aborted by the president after they're over the target, and they have to return to base carrying a full load of explosives, which I imagine everybody gets a little nervous when they land, huh? But anyway, you see, well, I would do it a little differently. I wouldn't waste the gas. So I got two pilots. I'm pilot number one. Mr. President, I'm over the target. Should I release my load? No, go back to the base. Do not bomb that area. Roger and out, Mr. President. Climb out of the cockpit and go. Good thing I didn't take off tonight. Pilot number two. Now, Mr. President, I'm over the target. And what do you want me to do? Bomb them. Okay, will do. Roger and out. Let's go, guys. We got to catch up. And that's the name of that tune. You know, this guy is crazy, man. He's really crazy. He doesn't lead from behind. He's in his behind. He leads from the head, which is in the behind. It's really terrible. Okay. Should do a quick tune. Want to hear a war cry? This is my family's war cry. It's called O'Donnell Le Boo. Means Forward O'Donnell or O'Donnell the Brave. From the pro-life people. ABC TV show Scandal plays Silent Night as main character kills her baby in an abortion. ABC Scandal just crossed a sickening line in the episode Baby It's Cold Outside. The entire hour was an advertisement for Planned Parenthood. But the absolute worst scene was a montage set to the Christmas hymn Silent Night, a song that celebrates the birth of Christ, while main character Olivia Pope, Kerry Washington, has an abortion, killing her and the president's baby. This is the shit we're watching on TV. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. We are in deep trouble. We are the devil's meat. And just for that, we're playing a holy tune.
Cup of blessing, which we bless.
Okay, we're back. We're back. And the headline is, Trump, I would bring back waterboarding. I didn't know they did away with it. As a matter of fact, they should also play music when they're waterboarding. My suggestion would be the Beach Boys, Surfing USA. If a certain percentage of the American people fell in love with Donald Trump's blunt take on illegal immigration, their renewed concern over Islamic terrorism has only increased voter appetite for the unabashed strength Trump brings to the presidential race. Following the devastating terrorist attacks in Paris, America is looking for a leader who will stop at nothing to keep the country safe. You better. Otherwise, you're going to be burying your children, unless they bury you. Whether or not Trump fits that description is a matter for debate. I'll take my chances with Trump, but he certainly isn't backing down from the challenge. Appearing on Always Be Communist ABC, this week's show on Sunday, the real estate tycoon said he would bring back the controversial interrogation technique known as waterboarding if he were commander-in-chief. I would bring it back. They don't use waterboarding over there. They use chopping off people's heads. Good point. Now, having said that, gun confiscation cannot happen in this country under any circumstance. Those who intend to take your guns away intend to kill you. So, here's a little reminder from World War II how Americans felt about gun confiscation. And the name of the tune, it's also a religious combo. Praise the Lord and pass
and
the
pray
ammunition.
That the communists never take your guns away. Just praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
That's our show for tonight. I hope we reached out to you and touched you. We're going to close with an Al Jolson favorite called Swanee.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home, Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X-I, even though my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Have a nice folks, and have a nice Thanksgiving.